in the Shivamoga Islamic State, IS, conspiracy case, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, has filed a charge sheet against two radicalized B.Tech graduates. The case relates to the conspiracy devised to further the activities of the group by committing acts of arson, sabotage, and violence in Karnataka. On March 16, the anti-terror agency filed the charge sheet against Maz Munir Ahmed, 23, and Syed Yasin, 22, of Shivamoga under sections 120B, 121A and 122 of IPC, 1860, sections 18, 18B, 20 and 38 of UAP, Act, 1967 and sections 4, I, and 5 of S Act, 1908 and Section 2 of the Prevention of Insults to National Honor Act, 1971. Both B.Tech graduates had been radicalized and motivated by an online foreign-based handler to target public and private properties, including warehouses, liquor outlets, hardware shops, vehicles and properties belonging to citizens belonging to a particular community, said the NIA. In furtherance of a conspiracy hatched by the Islamic State, Maz and Yasin had committed over 25 incidents of arson and sabotage. The NIA claimed that their actions demonstrate how committed they are. According to the anti-terror agency, Maz and Syed Yasin went to the Agambe and Varahi River backwaters forest area of Shivamoga district for trekking and recce for hideouts, adding, they procured explosives and prepared to fabricate an IED. To establish his anti-India credentials, Syed Yasin set one of his improvised explosive devices, IEDs, off in a practice explosion at the Varahi River bank in Shivamoga, burned an Indian national flag, and filmed a video, according to the agency. The terror operatives were being paid in cryptocurrencies by their online handler by fund transfers from abroad. Investigations have revealed that Maz received a crypto equivalent of around 1.5 lakh rupees from the online handler into the accounts of his friends. In contrast, Syed Yasin received 62,000 rupees from a friend's account. Mohammad Sharik was suspected of planning an IED explosion at Kadri Temple in Mangaluru on November 19 of last year as part of a bigger IS conspiracy, according to the NIA. However, the agency said, the IED had exploded prematurely due to a timer malfunction when Sharik was en route to the target location, averting a potential disaster. Further investigations against six other arrested accused persons are in progress, said the NIA. NIA re-registered the case in September last year and took over the investigations of the case registered by Karnataka police after the stabbing of one Prem Singh at Shivamoga, Karnataka, on August 15 last year by accused Zabiullah and others.